back to the Burkus Guy in the Room. This is Chris Kushner, your host. Today is Nyepi Day 2024. The Nyepi tradition, and if you've been following, there was a previous episode recorded last year, my first encounter with Nyepi. Nyepi is the Balinese New Year, and on the eve of Nyepi, they have a ceremony where they build what they call Oga Ogas. And these Oga Ogas are depictions of the demons or weapons that the gods use to cleanse or purify. And so they build these depictions and they parade them through the streets and then they burn them. And the next day, the belief is that these very demons will come to cleanse the island. And so it's actually illegal to go outside. It's illegal to light a fire, to play music, to make any sort of noise, anything that would attract attention. Because the belief is that these demons are coming to clean the island, and the hope is that they will find nothing so that they leave the island at peace for another year. I've been so honored to be able to take a part of this and be a part of this ceremony now for the second year in the city of Tabanan. My good friend Tude has been so gracious to accept me into his family and his whole family, and quite frankly, the entire city of Tabanan. It's a remarkable experience to be so far away from home and to feel so at home, to be so welcomed and so beloved by a community that you really feel you are a part of it. From the moment I arrived this year, what was different from last year is last year nobody knew who I was. This year I arrived and perhaps there was upwards of 1,000 people who knew and who were expecting me. And this was truly incredible. Thinking back over the years and what these past 2 years have meant for me really is a perfect tale to tell about sort of why I chose to call the show The Brokest Guy in the Room. You know, why call the show The Brokest Guy in the Room? So many people ask me, why do you want to be the brokest guy in the room? And the response has been, it's not about being the brokest guy in the room. It's about realizing how a simple shift in your perspective can change your life. See, I spend most of my life being surrounded by people with greater means than I had. That's the harsh reality. And for years, I thought this was a bad thing until one day my eyes opened. And in that day, I realized that that just meant I was in the right room. That just meant that everyone around me who I was choosing to envy in actuality was in a position to help me. But that would never occur. That help would never occur unless I realized to ask for it. Realized that I could ask for it. And even further, gave myself permission to ask for it. And so for me this year, the Nyepi tradition, being the new year, really gives me an opportunity to look at the life I'm trying to build for me and my wife. And the path there has been absolutely filled with some of the most unbearable sacrifices you could imagine. Not the least of which include being away from your love and your family and your support center and your structure for months on end on both sides. My poor wife has had the weight of the world placed on her shoulders in my absence. And yet there she stands. And not a day goes by that I'm not in awe of her grace and her gratitude. That doesn't mean it's all roses. We constantly have fights. At different moments when she feels strong or I feel weak or vice versa, it can change the dynamic of things. And I think a lot of relationships struggle with that on a daily basis. A lot of people don't realize that this is normal and healthy behavior. What is not normal in healthy behavior is trying to respond to each circumstance in the same exact manner. You have to respond with the equal rise and fall. That is what Taoism is all about. The ebbs and flows that occur in life and learning to manage them are the secret to life. It's one of the reasons that people get addicted to surfing. Surfing is such a perfect metaphor. You know, you look at what it is to get out there and to expose yourself to the absolute mercy of the ocean. And when you can master it, when you can learn to ride that ebb and flow and allow the current to take you in a manner that you could have never naturally just taken yourself, you start to see the magnificence and the beauty of what it is to really understand the world and to understand each other with regards to a relationship. Yes, it is a challenge for all you married people out there who are at a moment where you're wondering, is this right for me? And if that wonder comes in response to an argument, I just challenge you to give 24 hours to counteracting it. To take just 24 hours to see if you can do everything you can do to do better than you did in the previous 24 hours. And gauge the result. If your circumstances don't change, then perhaps you might be right. But my guess is you will find that your change will change your circumstances. In my case, that has been the absolute truth. See, anytime I wasn't getting the result I wanted in my life, it was not because of the circumstances in my life. It was rather because of my approach to them. And every time I was able to achieve the circumstances that I wanted, it was because I was able to approach them from the perspective that would yield that result. And no, that doesn't come automatically. And often it requires realizing the full weight and penalty of the opposite pursuit before you can course correct and assume the action that you need to be taking. But whenever I'm faced in that circumstance where I feel hopeless or I feel that the circumstances themselves are predetermined, I have to ask myself, could somebody else in this position do better than I am doing? And I have yet to encounter a circumstance where the answer to that is no. Can you? I'm not going to sit here and profess that I know what everybody else's circumstances are or how everyone else responds to them. What I am offering is my own monologue on my and my own reflection of my own actions and my own circumstances, my own rights and my own wrongdoings, my own successes and my own failures. With regards to my personal, professional life, all the same. And why I'm offering that is because I do happen to be a human being who went in a span of just a few years, even less, just a couple years, from the lowest point, from feeling his life was absolutely shattered to realizing a life that I would have almost never dared to even whisper a dream for. It would seem so audacious to think that I could acquire a life like the one I'm actually living right now. See, I'm 39 years old, and at 39 years old, my life turned around. All of a sudden, the dreams from when I was like 19 and 20 are right within my grasp. And there is a path to reaching dreams that I didn't even know I could dream. All of a sudden, I have reason to celebrate every day. Every day, I'm so excited to live this magnificent life because my life has become centered around lifting other people up and not about the empty pursuit of material gain. And as a result of that, all of the material things that I wish to gain, not only am I able to acquire, but I'm more easily able to discard of. And I think that has equated to the biggest change in my life. Suddenly, things that I desired so badly before, well, I'll say it simply. The treasures I wished to acquire became the trash that I so easily dispose of. Now those acquisitions are things that I look to convert and to dispose of to reapply towards meaningful purpose. Because the reward of that is so far greater than any feeling I could have ever gotten from any sort of material possession. And as a result of that realization and my commitment to that realization, I am now living a life that is so fulfilling and so beautiful and so magnificent that the morning sun practically rips me out of bed. Because I just can't wait to get started. If that is not how you feel every morning, then please let me help you. Because that is how life can feel every morning. And I'm going to throw an estimation out there that there is going to be as many people who wake up feeling empty like that, who are wealthy and have all the means in the world, as there are people who don't on the opposite end of the spectrum. Because what you learn in the pursuit of finance and the pursuit of material gain is that it is absolutely an empty pursuit. You create the beast to feed, and then you instigate its hunger. And it never goes away. It is never satisfied. It is converting life into purgatory. And life does not and should not be that way. This year, 2024 in Yepi, which is March 11th, I am making a personal commitment to never look back at the way that I used to be driven, the fuel by which I used to be driven. See, everything I did used to be about financial gain, and it never will again. Never. And the funny thing about that is, from the moment that I let go of that pursuit, I started to find that when I needed it, the money was there for me. Random things would happen. Instead, what I pursue is not how much money can I make, but how much good can I spread? How much can I accomplish in the way of lifting other human beings up? And I can promise you the way that that makes me feel is so far greater than anything I could have ever purchased for myself. In a previous episode, I discussed how at one point in my life I became obsessed with timepieces and how I do have a collection of timepieces. And I can tell you now that my plan for those timepieces is to liquidate them so that I can bring them here and put them towards the purpose of building more villas in the effort of moving towards having enough rooms to where I can allocate a portion of them for a free work trade program for young people who are pre-university to come and offer English lessons for free. So you can come stay for a month or two for free, but you're going to volunteer for four or five hours a day teaching English to underprivileged kids. And I can say without the slightest waiver that the reward for that to me will be so much greater than wearing a golden Cartier on my wrist. Matter of fact, I feel foolish for owning one. I feel foolish for ever pursuing one. I used to be a man who said, I wanted a Ferrari. And I can tell you this now, if ever I should have enough money to purchase a Ferrari and actually do so, that will be the most shameful day of my life. Because what could be done with that money could lift a village, could educate 1,000 children. And if I actively ever could allow myself to choose something so damn frugal as a vehicle that I would drive probably less than 1,000 miles a year, that would serve no purpose other than to stroke my personal ego, while I could reallocate the funds that would come from that to lift up and to empower underprivileged children in areas where they would never have those opportunities, I would never be able to look myself in the mirror again. And so, yeah, I'm coming at anyone with a Ferrari. I'm coming at any one of you who does. And I'm saying, look yourself in the mirror. Does that thing really make you feel as good as it would to help 1,000 children? And I'm going to challenge you to sell the fucking thing and to build a school somewhere where there isn't one. To create a program somewhere that can help kids who are hungry, who are underprivileged, who are never going to have an opportunity. I'm going to challenge you to do better than to simply stroke your ego. The world doesn't need any more Ferraris, but the world certainly needs a lot more schools. Needs a lot more hospitals. Needs a lot more people who care. There are some corners of this planet that are so dark that for those of you who bask in the light, it would be inconceivable the things nightmares are made of. And what's remarkable about that is that you have the means and the resources to shed light on them and to eliminate them. And so all I can do is ask that you join me in that attempt. Let's light the world up. Let's help those in need. Some of you out there are probably listening and thinking, why should I? Well, to that, I have a very simple response. Try it and find out. And if you don't feel inside the way that I did when I did, then I guess we're just constructed of different DNA. But I promise you, it's at least worth a try. Because you may just get more out of it than you did from buying yourself that Ferrari. Give it a shot. After all, you got everything there is to have. So, what is there to lose? On that note, I'm going to share something that I just wrote. I'm entitling this one, Freedom. I remember what it felt like to be the man I left behind. I remember feeling hopeless. I remember feeling blind. But in my blindness, there was something I did not expect to find. By listening, I could see ahead as much as I could behind. So I did what anyone would do. I listened to everything. And I started to really understand just why the caged bird sings. When you realize everything that is supports all that there can be, you see everything that your blind eyes were not able to see. And once you see beyond the veil, you will reach for what you see, and you will find the strength inside you to escape your captivity. Freedom. Until next time, my friends, with endless love and gratitude, this is your gracious host, Chris Kushnir. Namaste.